You see, the Bible teaches us that hell is constantly enlarging itself. Why is that? Because people are always going to hell. You know, I hate to break it to you, but the fact remains is that more people will go to hell than will go to heaven. More people will die, will reject Christ, will die, and they'll go to hell than those who actually accept the free gift of salvation. That's a sad statement, isn't it? And that's why we as a church, we are a soul-winning Baptist church that places a heavy emphasis on preaching the gospel and being part of the ministry of reconciliation so we can see them saved. So we can rescue them from the flames of fire so that they're not tormented, you know, for all of eternity. We love people and we want to see them saved. But the Bible tells us that when people go to hell, hell hath enlarged itself. And why is that? Well, the Bible tells us that wide is the gate, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. And you say, well, what does that have to do with the guy's desire? Well, this is a wicked person that Habakkuk chapter 2 is referring to. And the reason he's saying that his desire hath enlarged as hell, it would be like stating from the book of Proverbs where it says that hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of a man are never satisfied. So someone who's involved in sin will not be satisfied with sin. They will continue to enlarge their desire for wicked vices and wicked things, so on and so forth. And that's the comparison that we see there.